Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Mid-September now, and it's getting colder in the UK. I know that in Southern Europe, it's still hot. My sisters are both now in Greece, where we were in August. And it's still a very nice temperature for swimming in the sea there. But in the UK, the leaves are turning red and it's cold in the morning. We're trying to resist putting on the central heating. That's the system that warms up our house. Maybe we'll last until October. Maybe we won't. But anyway, I hope the weather is okay where you are. There you are, I'm being very British and talking about the weather. If you're finding that your understanding of spoken English is far, far ahead of your ability to speak English, then here's a piece of advice. This is quite normal. It's usual when you're learning a language to have a much bigger vocabulary of words which you can understand and a much smaller vocabulary of words which you can use to speak. That's normal. But if you want to give yourself a boost, if you want a big help for your spoken English vocabulary, the words that you use when you speak, then have a look at our 500 Most Common Words course. This is a short course, but it's made up of only the most common 500 words in English. So doing this course will strengthen your understanding of these words, the words that are most useful for English speaking. So even if you can use far fewer words than you can understand, you've at least got the essential words in your head if you do this course, and you'll be all ready to go when you come to speak English. It's not a long course, but it's well worth doing. Okay, so today's podcast. Absolutely ages ago, I did a podcast on adjectives, describing words for being overweight or fat. There are so many words in English for just one thing, and weight is one of these. The point is that there are differences in meaning. All these different words don't mean quite the same thing. So you might remember in that podcast a while ago, I covered the meanings of the most common words for overweight or fat. So there are medical terms like obese or morbidly obese. You might be told this by your doctor. Then there's fat, F-A-T, which you wouldn't say to someone's face. It would be an insult. But it's the plain and simple word for being overweight. Then there's words like flabby, which means you have slack skin, not toned, out of shape. And the American favourite for overweight, heavy. Then there are words like chubby or plump, which you still have to be careful you don't offend people with. But they mean fat in a slightly more positive sense. So if you're not familiar with these words, then have a listen to that previous podcast to learn the more subtle meanings of these adjectives. So today, how about we do some words for the opposite? Rather than fat, let's talk about words for thin. In some ways, words for someone who is either underweight or who is thin, on the whole, are not as likely to hurt someone or offend them. Most people prefer to be thought of as thin rather than fat. So if you told someone they look thin, it's not guaranteed they'll be pleased, but it's perhaps less of a risk of a bad reaction than if you said you're fat. I'm sure it's the same in your language, just with different words. Anyway, if fat is perhaps rather negative, but the simplest adjective for overweight, then thin, T-H-I-N, is the plain and simple adjective for underweight. If you were worried about a cat or a dog and wanting to help it, so you were being kind, you might comment, "Oh, it looks a bit thin." You might give the cat or dog extra food. I've just looked at a website for words for thin, and if I included everything listed there, there'd be 68 different words and expressions for thin. But you don't need to know all these. Such lists are not very helpful. There were listed there some words and expressions I didn't know, so you certainly don't need to worry about them. It's just not necessary to know all the words on lists like this. As ever, let's just focus on the more common words and on their different meanings. So thin is the simplest, and if perhaps slightly more negative than positive, thin is used for all kinds of things, just like fat. You could say that your jacket is made of thin material. It's not very warm. Or soup could be thin. It might need thickening up. Or the branch of a tree could be thin. And the opposite here wouldn't be fat, it would be thick. So thin is a general word for all kinds of things. So what about some positive words for thin? If someone has lost weight and you would like to compliment them, slim, that's S-L-I-M, is the word that's probably the most positive, which most people would take as a compliment. Compliment is a nice thing to say to someone, something that makes you say, "Oh, thank you very much." So all of those companies that want to make money out of people who diet, who are trying to lose weight, well, they use the word slim, like Slim Fast or Slimming World. Slim is seen as a good thing. Also quite positive in meaning is slender. But this word implies there's a bit of length. You might say, "What slender legs?" This means that the legs are not only slim, but they're quite long too. Slender is S-L-E-N-D-E-R. It implies a bit of elegance. So slim and slender are positive words. Another quite positive word, they seem to begin with S for some reason, svelte. That's S-V-E-L-T-E. Comes from the Italian, I think. And again, like slim, it's the positive end of thin. If someone says you look svelte, that's a compliment. You're looking good. Svelte also means pleasing to look at. Skinny is another word which has come to mean something more positive in recent years. If you look skinny, it means there's very little fat on you, and this looks good. So skinny has crept into being an adjective to describe other things too. So skinny jeans are jeans which are very slim fitting. Or you can even order a skinny latte when you ask for your coffee in Starbucks or Costa Coffee. Skinny here means that you want milk, but with less fat than normal milk. Another S word which you might hear, which means thin, but in a positive way, that's slight, S-L-I-T. G-H-T. This is an adjective which is often used of young girls who are just not very big and no fat on them. Many years ago, when I went to university at 18 years old, I could probably have been described as slight, weighing only about 7 stone. That's 45 kilos. That's a long time ago. That's slight. Lean is another way of saying thin in a good way. Lean is spelled L-E-A-N. Lean is also the word that you would use of meat, like pork or beef or chicken, which you were going to eat. And lean means not much fat. So a lean piece of meat is a good thing, better than a fatty piece of meat. So you can use lean of people. So it's thin in a healthy way. Mo Farah, the runner, he comes to mind as someone who looks lean. It means exercised, healthy, with no more weight than necessary. Now, obviously, being too thin is not good. So what are the common words for this? Well, medically, the term for too much weight is overweight, and so the word for too little weight would be underweight. This is the word that your doctor would use. Underweight literally means your weight is under what it should be. So underweight is less likely to give offence, but perhaps suggests something is not quite right with your health. You need to put on some weight. There are words meaning thin, which don't necessarily mean that there's a health issue, but which aren't a compliment either, aren't something which people would be pleased to hear. If you said bony, that's not very complimentary. Bony, B-O-N-Y, means that your bones can be seen. Your bones are what make up your skeleton. So looking bony isn't what most people want. Your skeleton is what's left if there's just the bones. There's another word which is similar in feel to bony, and that's scrawny, S-C-R-A-W-N-Y, scrawny. This word tends to mean that you're so thin that you're just skin and bone. You could use scrawny again about a chicken that you were going to eat. Scrawny would mean that there wasn't much lean meat on there, a lot of skin and bone, but not much else on that chicken. So if you say a person is scrawny, then they're thin, but not really in a way that looks good. And finally, we come to the words which definitely mean there's a problem. It's more serious. It's the kind of thin where there is a serious health problem. The most extreme is emaciated. That's E-M-A-C-I-A-T-E-D. Emaciated is the word used when someone is so thin that there's clearly a serious health problem. The person is ill, dangerously thin if they're described as emaciated. Not a nice word and not a nice situation, emaciated. Skeletal is another word with a similar meaning. Skeletal, S-K-E-L-E-T-A-L, comes from the word skeleton, which is what we all are inside. If we just saw our bones, we'd be skeletons. So if you say someone looks skeletal, it means they're so thin, they look like a skeleton. Another word, perhaps a little less extreme than emaciated or skeletal, is gaunt. That's G-A-U-N-T. Gaunt is usually used of people's faces. So when someone's face is thin and it doesn't look great, they might be said to look gaunt. It means they don't look very well. So, okay, there are some different words for thin, and the range from positive to negative. That's quite a lot of vocabulary, so you'll need to listen to this podcast several times to remember them. Let's just recap. That means let's just list them to summarise to help you remember. So the words for today were thin, underweight, slim, slender, svelte, slight, skinny, lean, bony, scrawny, emaciated, skeletal, and gaunt. You'll go a long way if you know that vocabulary. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.